Welcome to our second installment of Lightwork with Black and Angela. My name is Angela Nima, and today I'll be talking alchemy in the face of adversity. I'll take you through the motions, and I'll share as much insight as I can regarding how it all plays out. Whenever we go through something terrible in our lives, normally our first instinct would be to ask ourselves, why me? But the premise of the question, why me, is counterproductive, as we end up learning nothing at all from our experience. The truth is that everything has its place, just like everything has its own time. But to our own folly, we seem to have made a new religion out of new age philosophies and often fail to apply when necessary. We talk about being woke and being open. We talk about being aware that things are contradictory, that there is no right or wrong, and that everything has multiple possibilities. It seems like a simple concept, but in moments when things are real, all of that seems to fly out the window. And we tend to prove ourselves right, even against our best interest. But real magic happens when we learn how to choose what to be right with. Life only proves itself when you apply all that you know and claim it as the totality of you. A beautiful and powerful thing starts to happen when you no longer feel helpless to your situation. When you start adopting a mentality that you're not going to let things fall apart, attaining more self-confidence in your ability to solve, and coming fully into the ability to affect things rather than being affected by them. That's when tragedy now becomes beautiful, as there is always a silver lining. And it's crucial to ask ourselves, what is it that we're learning from a difficult situation, instead of telling ourselves that we are victims? When you grow into your spirituality, you come into a place of deep acceptance and surrender. You become the adept. You begin to realize that after you've applied all the rules, it is paramount for you to create your own rules. That is true alchemy. And as we close off our segment for today, remember that wisdom grows with more acceptance and trusting in a magic that is not just ethereal, a magic not just in the air or casualty realm, but rather a magic that is practical, a magic that manifests itself as you're executing it, to take every challenge as your playground, where change isn't something that you are forced to do, but something that you deem necessary for immediate benefits. And no matter how many times we hear that good cannot exist without bad, we still somehow work ourselves into the perception that we can make all things good and all things right, and that there will never be an equal balance of bad. So always practice alchemy. I hope you've enjoyed this segment of Lightwork. Let us know how we can make your experience more valuable. Until next time.